You are listening to an American Free Press podcast. Joining me on the line is William Gein, who founded the Americans for Legal Immigration Political Action Committee to stop the influx of illegal immigration into the United States. ALIPAC is a web-based national organization with contributors and activists in all 50 states, the most active being California, Florida, Texas, Colorado, and North Carolina. William, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be with you.
William, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and why you founded ALIPAC?
Well, I was a campaign manager and campaign consultant of many years with over 44 campaigns under my belt by the year 2004 when I was asked to research illegal immigration and come up with an estimate of the number of illegal immigrants currently in my state that year for a gubernatorial candidate named State Senator Fern Schubert. As I made my estimate, I was one of the first people to come out with the shocking estimate that North Carolina already had close to 500,000 illegal immigrants in the state, or approximately one out of every 17 people. But along the way, I discovered many different things. One, that there were huge roadblocks and gaps and problems for any campaign worker, American citizen, lawmaker, student that tried to access information about illegal immigration. Two, there were massive things happening of national importance that neither the lawmakers nor the electorate were aware of. And three, if you tried to access and disseminate this information, you would find yourself immediately attacked and politically bludgeoned by very liberal newspapers and other types of shadowy organizations. So I saw a situation that had been created through illegal immigration and the elections process and the failure of the executive branch to actually adhere to the U.S. Constitution and existing federal laws that pretty much threatened the entire system, regardless of where you stood on a particular issue. So I formed Americans for Legal Immigration PAC and quickly transition my campaign work into running that national organization because of the demands of it, but also because of the fact that I no longer felt fulfillment in campaigns and elections when the entire process itself was corrupted.
Now, on your website, William, which is www.alipac.us, and that's ALIPAC.US, and you also have another one, which is alipac.com, and also a couple more, which we'll get into in a little bit. But on there, you have a four-point platform. One, secure borders. Two, crack down on employers who are hiring illegal immigrants. Three, remove the incentives for illegals in this country. And four, enforce existing laws. Now, what I don't understand is all these four points here on your platform all have to do with the government that's supposed to already be doing these things. Why do you think they're not?
Before I get to that, you're absolutely right. All four of those elements already exist in federal law. And each one of those elements to be on the ALIPAC platform, we have to have multiple scientific and certified polls showing 80%+ from the American public. So we have a situation where there's a disconnect up there, but it's not with the Congress and them doing their job. It's not with the American public, because the American public feels the same way. And so ALIPAC's goal has become a political, peaceful mission to unify Americans of every race, political party, and walk of life that represent those 80% there that support that situation. And now, of course, we are constantly attacked by left-wing smear groups that have corporate and taxpayer financial backing trying to cast some loose association, false specter of racism and anti-immigrant stuff. And basically, they engage in the name-calling because they fear the political unification of the American public here. They are using the smear campaigns and the racist red herrings and cries of wolf to basically have a very small group of people exercise dominance and authoritarian control over the American masses as they transfigure this country. As I have looked into it, as far as the reasons why, you know, we can all speculate about the different reasons why these power groups are doing this to our country. One of the things I can share with you my opinions, but I tell people all across the country, it doesn't matter if you think it's for a certain reason or I think it's for another reason. The reasons why are not as important than the fact that this is happening to us. This is destructive to our nation. We are unified in our opposition to this, and thus we need to organize around groups like Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, ALIPAC, and others to remedy the situation. So we just have to state it very clearly before we discuss the reasons why. One of the preaches I have for the country is the whys do not matter as much as our unity and our response.
In fact, on your website, which again is alipac.us, you say that over 20% of ALIPAC supporters classify themselves as minorities. So this really isn't an issue that has anything to do with racism. It only has to do with enforcing laws that are already on the books, right?
Exactly, but we are constantly, you know, this past week alone, closing in on a historic 2010 election cycle, where we are about to announce via national press release two things. One, that AliPAC has endorsed more candidates than ever before, and that those candidates are being supported more than ever before. And that two, we're seeing the illegal immigration issue come up in more races than ever before in 2010. And three, the majority of times that the issue is coming up, it's by pro-enforcement candidates like our side versus these amnesty supporters. So we believe that amnesty for illegal immigrants is going to be decided on November 2nd, and that we have a very strong chance of destroying or crippling this cabal that has tried to transfigure our country in this way. So we have all of our efforts focused on November 2nd and doing everything we can to elect our 205 federal candidates found at AliPAC.us, and doing everything we can to throw every single illegal immigrant amnesty supporter out of office possible.
Yes, I was just going to say the weekly newspaper American Free Press reported this week that 158 candidates for the House and Senate will fight illegal immigration. And as you just said, that number has changed, hasn't it?
It's risen to about 205. We expect it to hold around 205. And actually, the 205 is not going to be fully understood or released till tomorrow. We have a little surprise coming out tomorrow. I'm not sure when they plan to air this, so I'm not sure if I should say anything about it yet. But, you know, one of the things that you ask about why this was being done in the country, here's what we know to be a fact.
Okay.
We know that it is a fact that both the upper echelons of both the Democratic and Republican parties favor open borders and amnesty for illegal immigrants that would turn 12 to 20 million illegal aliens into voters, thus displacing the conservative base American vote forevermore and destroying the borders of the United States and any future expectation of immigration enforcement. We know that most, if not half, of the U.S. senators are subservient to this plan. A large volume of U.S. Congress members are subservient to this plan, and both Bush and Obama are subservient to the plan, and the plan is fairly identical with slightly different icing on it between John McCain, Kennedy, Bush, Obama. And my personal opinion from studying this information so in depth and from managing the largest archive of information on the topic in existence in the world, my personal strongest opinion is that the reason these plans are so similar between administrations, between Democrats and Republicans, etc., is because the plan is not of elected official origin. I do not believe that President Bush, nor Obama, nor Kennedy, nor McCain are the creators of this plan. And I believe that the plan is consistent through different people that all have one thing in common. They have all passed through the super wealthy gates and
right.
Gatekeepers to reach the deepest layers of elected positions in Washington, D.C., the millionaire clubs, the offices that, you know, once in 1963, everybody dreamt their son or daughter could grow up to be president. Today, in 2010, your son or daughter can grow up to be president if and only if they can keep the people that can provide hundreds of millions of dollars necessary to even have a shot at that happening. And that's not your ma and pa America out there. That's not your millions of Americans being thrown out of their jobs and thrown out of their homes. That is not the Americans that are being systematically replaced in our jobs, our homes, our relationships, the ballot box. We are being replaced, and this country is being overseeded like someone would do a lawn where they wanted to change the strain of grass that was already there.
Right. I'm sure a lot of our listeners absolutely agree with what you just said. Now, this vocal minority, I'm looking online at the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, and they have your organization listed as an extremist propaganda one. Is it the usual suspects, the ADL, the SPLC? Are these the representatives of these multi-million and multi-billion dollar gatekeepers, do you think?
Well, I think that they're the front organization fighters on behalf of the real gatekeepers. They provide a service, and that service is to offer up the ones that pay the funding and pay the bills, you know, an ability to win their agenda forward. And they're very smart people, but they're also very morally and spiritually corrupt. They will say or do anything for more power and money. If it's more power and money, even if it's sometimes for ideological reasons,
right,
versus capitalism, they will say and do anything. They have no reverence for the truth. They have no reverence for the Ten Commandments. And to be honest, their behavior is quite often racist, anti-immigrant, and anti-Christian in many different ways. One of the things that they do between the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, that our Hispanic supporters, about 8% of Valley Pack supporters are Hispanic, about 20-something percent are minorities. And we don't even know the percentage, but a lot of them are legal immigrants. And they all tell us the same thing over and over again. They say, I don't like how the pro-amnesty open borders groups, like the Anti-Defamation League, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, try to create the false comparison between illegal immigrants and all Hispanics and illegal immigrants and all immigrants. Illegal immigrants are no more Hispanics, as the Southern Poverty Law ADL National Council of Raza combined them to be, than all shoplifters are black people.
Right.
The illegal aliens are no more immigrants than tax evaders are to people who pay their taxes religiously. Immigrant is a noble term in our society. The people that have immigrated to America the right way have shown us a respect for our laws and our people, and many of them admire this country, and they want to be here not just for what they can get from America, but because they treasure and value the American system and are already almost pre-integrated. Before they even arrive, they have passed through the medical background checks, they have paid the fines, they have passed through the criminal background checks, they're supposed to be passed through the terrorist background checks, but we found that under Bush and Obama, they're really not checking that.
Great.
Quite often. Yeah, it's great, isn't it? They have learned English. They have learned about American history, and many of them have sworn an oath to the United States Constitution with tears in their eyes while their friends and family take snapshots to commemorate the occasion.
Sure.
They should never be compared with the people that are crouched on our border tonight that have paid the murderous human and drug and child sex slave importing cartels that have killed thousands of people in Mexico alone. Not to mention, we can't even estimate the number of American children, the primary targets of their weapons, cocaine and methamphetamine and heroin. How much death is riding on these people they're handing money to sneak into this country, to steal part of America. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's whatever, and thou shalt not steal. And forgive us our trespasses, trespassing.
Right.
They are not to be compared to honorable legal immigrants, and to compare all Hispanics with illegal aliens, and to compare all immigrants with illegal aliens, as the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL does, is both racist and anti-immigrant behavior. They are projection liars that lie about other people engaging in racism and anti-immigrant behavior, while they themselves are the guilty culprits.
Right. And they're the front people for the moneyed interests who want the cheap labor to come into the United States because labor is two-thirds the cost of production. Is that the main impetus to this?
I think that is a big motivation, the cheap labor, but also you've got to remember that if they succeed with this plan, which is, well, you know, the hour is very late on this plan. They had planned to pass this amnesty 6 and 7 years ago. If they transition 12 to 20 million illegal aliens into voters, it will displace 12 to 20 million American voters and radically change the country forever, empowering a whole new system. It will be the final blow to the American Republic, from which there will be no peaceful and political resolution. At that point, those of us that advocate for a peaceful political revolution, which I believe is trying very hard to manifest right now in this country, I believe that this is not just an election cycle. This is not just a backlash against Obama. This is a peaceful political revolution that is attempting to manifest to restore control of America to self-governance, and we the people is trying to manifest, while the globalist elites in D.C. are trying very hard to herd that backlash into the same hands that ran the Bush administration. And, of course, if they are successful at doing that and they take us right back to McCain and Bush, then we're right back where we started from. There's been no change. We're just running, screaming, terrified from one boogeyman to the next as we, you know, enter the factory doors.
Right. And the global elites in D.C., of course, they want to snuff out any type of nationalism that the country might want to experience, right?
Well, nationalism and or Christianity or constitutionalism or any type of decision-making process that is not dependent upon their motivators are the market motivators, fear and greed. And if you're not animated or governed by fear and greed, then you are not under their control, and thus, you know, you are a hindrance, if not problem, for their business model. And one of the reasons I personally believe that Americans are being attacked in our own country through hyper-legal and rampant illegal immigration is because I was a political science major with some concentrations in history. My understanding is that the American public is the only group of people to ever successfully and on a long-term basis thwart this type of aristocratic oligarchical control that used to dominate mankind for thousands of years before the advent of Western democracies.
Right. Let's hope we can get it back. You spoke about before how Alipac had endorsed over 200 candidates for the House and Senate. Do you folks simply look at their records and endorse them, or is there some kind of a communication between you and the candidates? How does that work?
We've been endorsing candidates since our first year, 2004, and each year we have built up our operation. So about 100 of our endorsements are actually candidates that we have analyzed or surveyed or communicated with in prior cycles, 04, 06, 08. The others that have been added in, most of them in years past, this year, have filled out a candidate survey, which is very common for political action committees to circulate, to try to either determine or further determine their actual positions. Of course, with Alipac, everybody that we hear from is against amnesty and won't secure borders, including John McCain, who became, you know, at one point the biggest Republican name supporting amnesty. So our goal is to try our very best to identify the candidates and lawmakers who are serious about being against amnesty and those that are trying to hide their support for some type of Bush-era guest worker program, amnesty or whatever. They have to rename it every 6 weeks. Every time the public finds out what it is, it's despised, and they go back to the drawing board. So most of the candidates we've heard from have filled out a Alipac survey, and the one that we have this year has a pledge on it, and it's actually causing a bit of a stir. We were attacked on Monday by the Democratic Congressional Caucus of DCCC, and then we were attacked on Tuesday by the George Soros-funded indie newspapers, and then attacked on Wednesday by the National Association Advancement of Colored People, along with La Raza. So, Alipac is on point here. We know that we are over the target. We know that we are one of the groups they fear the most, along with the Tea Party, right now because of who's attacking us. And one of the things that they're upset about is our survey, because, let me read this to you, because we put this language in to sort of move the box a little bit to indicate where we're going here.
Sure.
All right, this is the candidate survey that most of the new candidates have signed. It says, if elected or reelected to the U.S. Congress, I will oppose any form of amnesty or path to citizenship for illegal aliens, including comprehensive immigration reform, which would turn millions of illegal immigrants into voters, thus destroying future borders of America. I will use the full power of my office, including impeachment if necessary, to ensure the executive branch secures America's borders immediately and begins to adequately enforce the existing immigration and border laws of the United States, which were enacted by Congress at the behest of the American citizenry. I understand that the failure of the executive branch to secure our borders and enforce existing immigration laws is depriving all Americans of a Republican form of government and depriving our states of protection from invasion as mandated in the U.S. Constitution. I intend to use the power of Congress to immediately remedy this problem that is costing many Americans their jobs, wages, taxpayer resources, property, security, and sometimes their lives. So help me God. They don't like this because, one, it ends with the word God, and two, it points out that what Obama and Bush are doing is not just violating federal law, they're violating a actual enumerated tenets of the Constitution guaranteeing everybody a Republican form of governance and protection from invasion. And yes, the word impeachment is in there not because Obama's black, not because he's a Democrat, not because we are a bunch of people who feel he's illegitimate, but because that's Congress's supremacy power. If the president will not enforce the laws they pass, we do not need to have a Congress. We do not need to have elections. We do not need to be pushing buttons between now and November 2nd, because none of that matters if the president is going to be allowed to make up what laws he will or will not enforce at the behest of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the global corporations and groups that are behind this invasion of our country. We can repel this invasion, but we want the new Congress sworn in 2011 to send the executive branch a very clear message that they will honor the Constitution and their oaths of office, or they will impeach all the way down to the Speaker of the House if necessary, and it probably won't be Nancy Pelosi or John Boehner. It's going to be one of them wild Republicans like Tom McClintock or Joe Wilson or Ted Poe is who's going to be at the helm there. Now, I don't want to see that happen if it doesn't have to happen, but if I have to choose the Congress impeaching down to the House to secure the border, to stop the slaughter and atrocities against the thousands of American citizens each year at the hands of illegal aliens, the displacement of Americans and legal immigrants from millions of jobs, the depreciation of their wages by the billions, by the theft of a recent estimate of over $125 billion in tax resources per year.
Wow.
If that's what it takes to stop my nation from being overthrown by this treason from within, then so be it. And hopefully, if we win big enough, we need some special prosecutors that are assigned and fully funded under the instructions of the House to look into the Obama administration, the Bush administration. You know, I'm not talking about some partisan witch hunt here. I'm talking about let's put the people and organizations and companies that are responsible for the death of all these Americans that have died because they have paralyzed the defense screens of this country. They have paralyzed the immune system of this country. Let's put those people under investigation, and where we find criminal conduct under existing federal law, let their butts in prison. I really, really envision and have a dream that one day the fat cats responsible for this invasion attempt and the attempted overthrow of the American Republic will face a very fair trial and face justice for all of the death, pain, and suffering they have caused innocent Americans.
As they say, from your mouth to God's ears, I'm sure a lot of our listeners wish you the best of luck. And, well, look, you started AliPac from nothing, and look where it's gotten to this point, where you brought it to this point. Over 200 House and Senate candidates are endorsed by you. You said earlier that you do have some news that you're about to announce tomorrow. If you want to give our listeners that news, it would probably be up on the website in a few days. So,
all right, then I can do it. Then,
okay. If you like to, sure.
Well, the 205 number I quoted for you includes 20 candidates that we have not announced yet that we are announcing Friday morning.
Okay.
And these 19 House and one Senate candidates are being added to our endorsements list, not because they filled out our survey, but because a PAC that's been formed to oppose us by the pro-amnesty group called Immigrant List has a list of who they believe is with them on comprehensive immigration reform amnesty and who's against them. And we found the list of who's against them, and we found 21 federal candidates up for re-election this year that are not currently endorsed by AliPac. And, you know, we want to thank our opposition for putting that list up there. And to thank them, we're going to endorse 20 of the 21. One of them has a Bush-era guest worker type language on his website, so we're not doing him. But the other 20 that we have not endorsed yet, we are lifting them from our opposition's list as being identified against their plan and their agenda. And we're going to endorse them because our opposition is targeting them. And we think this is going to cause quite a bit of a stir when we put this out, that we're actually using the immigrants list tracking information to identify more members of Congress that are with us, because, see, we don't have the fleets of lobbyists that they do. They have millions of dollars in corporate funding and taxpayer funding and George Soros funding. They have all these illegal immigrant lobbyists all over our people in D.C. And so in some cases, they've been able to identify some of our friends more than we have. And so we're looking forward to imagining the looks on their face tomorrow when they read our press release that we just endorsed 20 candidates thanks to their work. And by the way, country, here's a link to their list. Everybody take a good look at it. And make sure if you're one of the names on the list that's supporting comprehensive immigration reform amnesty, please, that's on your website. Please make sure the voters see that, because there's some bogus polls they're floating to try to convince candidates and lawmakers that most Americans support that pig with lipstick on it, when actually the inverse is true. And we are so confident that we're right and they're wrong, we encourage their congressional supporters to make their amnesty support very clear on their websites, put it up there, call it a comprehensive immigration reform program, call it whatever you want, put it on your website, we'll identify for the voters. our candidates that oppose it, and you watch who wins and who loses on election day. I believe the fate of amnesty in this country is going to be decided on November 2nd, 2010, if we can trust the balloting process enough and enough soldiers actually get their ballots to vote. We're going to use the opposition's information. Then we're going to rally this country behind these 205 candidates to elect as many of them as possible, and hopefully we will leave this globalist plan in the ashes.
William Gein, founder and president of Americans for Legal Immigration, you're a great man, you're doing a great thing, and all the best to you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate this opportunity.